This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A member of Ukraine's parliament says organizations have failed to stop the killing of innocent civilians in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The grisly images of what appears to be civilian massacres carried out by Russian forces on the outskirts of Kiev before they pulled back from the capital have stirred global revulsion and led Western nations to harden their positions on Russia. Ukrainian lawmaker Kira Rudik sees the catastrophe as a failure of the international community.
I think UN failed, NATO failed, and criminal courts failed. So we will have to do it by ourselves, and we are ready to do it.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's police force has begun the grim work of collecting evidence of what appears to be intentional killings of civilians by Russian forces and of locating the missing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. is hitting Russia with more sanctions as punishment for what President Joe Biden calls war crimes in Ukraine, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the atrocities in Bucha and elsewhere are on full display.
There's nothing less happening than major war crimes. Responsible nations have to come together to hold these perpetrators accountable.
The new sanctions block two key Russian banks, the latest steps in what the president describes as a campaign to isolate Moscow's economy.
We're going to stifle Russia's ability and its economy to grow for years to come.
The U.S. is also making it personal with sanctions on Putin's two adult daughters, along with the wife and kids of his foreign minister, cutting them off from America's financial system. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office says recent measures taken by El Salvador's government to rein in gang violence violates international human rights law. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN officials acknowledge the threat gang violence poses to Salvadoran society and the need to tackle it. But the UN Human Rights Office is critical of the harsh crackdown on gangs by the government since it declared a state of emergency on March 27th. It reports police and military forces have used excessive force against gang members. It notes that more than 5,700 people have been detained without an arrest warrant, and some reportedly have been subjected to cruel and inhumane treatment. Human rights spokeswoman Liz Throssell says certain amendments to criminal law and procedure appear to breach international law and weaken due process guarantees.
Criminal trials can now be held in absentia in the case of alleged gang members or presided over by so-called faceless judges, and that's judges whose identity remains confidential. The previous two-year limit to pretrial detention has been eliminated. Teenagers associated with gangs who are found guilty of serious offenses may now be sentenced as adults.
What is particularly troubling, she says, is children will have to serve their sentences in adult rather than juvenile detention. And under the new law, she notes, the period juveniles will have to spend in prison has been extended. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tens of thousands of Sudanese protesters marched in the capital of Khartoum and more in towns across the country on Wednesday, despite high temperatures, tear gas, and a Ramadan fast, marking the third anniversary of the fall of former President Omar al-Bashir and rejecting the recent power grab by the generals that ousted him. A 19-year-old protester was shot and killed by security forces across the Nile from Khartoum, medics said. The protests led by neighborhood resistance committees come during the sixth month of a campaign against an October 25th military coup. Since then, the military has not appointed a prime minister, while the economy has deteriorated amid a suspension of foreign aid. Recapping our top story, Russian forces bombarded cities in Ukraine as the United States imposed more sanctions on Wednesday, after civilian killings widely condemned as war crimes, and Ukraine's president urged a decisive Western response amid divisions in Europe. Russia's 42-day-long invasion has forced more than 4 million people to flee abroad, killed or injured thousands, left a quarter of the population homeless. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.